Nick Hart from Backstreet Boys.
Shout out to Boy Band Break.
It's Christian Patrick here. Shout out to your podcast, Boy Band Break.
Hey everybody, this is Howie D, and I'm listening to Boy Band Break.
Hi, Ashley Parker Angel here. Huge shout out to the Boy Band Break podcast.
This is Brad from LFO, and you are listening to Boy Band Break.
Hey, what's up? This is Jacob.
It's Dan.
What's up? It's Trevor.
And it's Eric Michael, and it's time for Boy Band Break, baby. Let's go!
Welcome back to Boy Band Break, where we encourage you to take a break from your day and join us in some boy band conversation. As always, I'm Chinzia.
I'm Sophia.
And Lydia, aka Mama Lou, is off again this week. So that is okay, because we are going to chat about a fun boy band road trip that we've been on, and Lydia did not come to that one either, so...
I was going to say, yeah.
She
wouldn't there. Really... contribute because she didn't come, but I understand what you're saying.
She was away on her own road trip as yes. well, because this was her first going on tour with her improv group, the 404. So they were at Anime Ottawa all weekend. So
exciting times
so
for Lydia.
Like she had a lot of fun, and it was a good. They learned a bunch of new games and meeting people and stuff like that. So that was good.
Social networking.
Good social networking. So we are going to chat about a night of symphonic boy bands.
Yes.
So we had been talking about it for
a while. And now we finally returned back. We can talk about it.
Yes. So we were slightly concerned that it might be canceled because the ticket sales were not the greatest, but it was not. So that's excellent news. Yes. So basically it was on Good Friday. So March 29th, 2024. And first, we're like, oh, crap, we're going to take the day off work. But then we're like, no, we do not, because in Canada, it is a holiday. I don't think it's a holiday in the States. I'm pretty sure.
I don't think so.
I don't think they have, like, random religious holidays. So anyway, so we had the day off. That was great. So Sophia came the night before. I guess I can show our album. Do you want me to just do that?
Yeah, I think showing the album would, like,
all right,
help.
Let me know if it starts, like, lagging or anything, and then I'll just stop sharing it. But
yes,
I think we should be okay. All right, so we started off our journey trying to figure out what to eat. We were really hungry, and it was late at night.
Yes, it was like 8:45, and then apparently things are closed.
Apparently things close on Thursdays at 8:45, so we ended up going to Boston Pizza. Although this looks delicious, it was not the greatest, man.
So let's set the stage of why we thought Boston Pizza would be a great idea.
Yes.
We went to the Boston Pizza in Niagara Falls when Nick had his tour.
Yes.
And we had these Parmesan fries and spinach dips.
So good.
Yes. Niagara Falls. And our go-to is like the spinach dip. So we're like, hey, this is great. We had them before. This will be delicious. It was not the same.
It was definitely not.
So clearly, Boston Pizza in Hamilton is not as good as Boston Pizza in Niagara Falls.
In their defense, I feel like they were short-staffed and it did get busy, but also not in their defense. This was really gross. Like, this spinach dip was almost like gray. You can't tell in this picture, but it was like gray in color. I was like, how is this gray?
Yeah, like, then I was like, is it bad? Why is it this color? And then when you're hungry, you're like, okay, I'm just going to eat it, even though it's bad.
We waited a million years for them to heat this up, so we're just going to, you know, whatever.
It
is. And then they had the tacos on special, so they were like $4. So I'm like, oh, let's get some tacos. Also not the greatest. They were...
Well, I guess $4, right? You get what you pay for, $4.
Yeah, it was an odd. I was like, this is odd. And that also took a million years for them to deliver this. And I was like, I don't understand, because no one else is really getting food. So anyways, I guess. The brownie was okay. You can't really mess up a brownie. I feel like that was.
Yeah. You can't really mess up the brownie and ice cream. So it was not bad.
Yeah. The waitress is really nice. Okay, so then slept over. We have a tradition that I make pancakes in the morning when Sophia sleeps over.
Yeah.
So because it was Easter weekend, I attempted to make a bunny pancake, and it just kind of went awry. It kind of almost looks like a chicken.
Yeah. I was like, that's okay.
It has been the gist of pancake, yes.
Why not?
Why not, indeed. Okay. Oh. Okay. Oh.
No!
It's happening.
I was like, wow, we already have the videos.
How did the videos already happen?
Oh.
Okay. We're going to stop sharing for a second. We are going to. Okay. So basically, our friend Leslie was supposed to come as well. So there was going to be me and Leslie as the drivers and Sophia, obviously, as well. Not as the driver, as the passenger and DJ of the road trip. But then the night before, I think when we were at Boston Pizza, Leslie's like, I don't think I can come tomorrow because my dog she had mentioned it earlier in the day, but she wasn't sure. So she was having her dog was having some stomach, lung, some sort of issues.
Some reaction of some sort.
Yeah. So she had to like basically watch her dog for the next 48 hours and stuff. So she couldn't come. So she was like, I'll let you know in the morning. And then she obviously had to stay with her dog, which of course priority. So
yeah, your dog is like a family member, right? So obviously you have to stay with them.
Oh, show. Sorry. I'm trying to figure out why. I'm just going to skip over all of that. There's a bunch of it. These are in no order at all.
The good thing is we were able to find someone to take the ticket.
Yes. So anyway, so then, yes. So we started our journey. We're like, okay, let's go. So it's about a 5-hour drive from where I am to Grand Rapids, Michigan is where we're going. So now I found some pictures that are not videos. So I will share this. Okay, so load up some road trip snacks, all good, and then here we go. So we had obviously some Pringles, have to pretend you're a duck when you're, you know, whatever. There's a lot of like between like where Sarnia is, like London, it's very dead and boring. So there's some windmills, there's not really a lot going on, so at least it's an easy drive. There's us in the car. Here's us at the border, which is always fun to drive over a bridge after a bridge collapses, and you're just like, obviously, this one does not have any shipping containers or anything, but that's the thought that kind of goes through your head. So luckily, there wasn't really that many cars, so we were able to go over the bridge pretty quickly. So we crossed the border at Sarnia. That is a really nice border crossing. It's very quick.
Called,
like the Blue Bridge or something. So we're like, oh, this is pretty. Pure Michigan. So, yes. Sophia,
I got a new phone.
Yes,
24.
Better quality pictures are Sophia's.
So these are like amazing photos.
Yes, so they're very nice pictures.
Yeah.
So. So then basically we were driving. About halfway, we decided we'd get some like McDonald's.
Yes, it was like the most like salty and greasiest
it was
food we ever had. It was like, is this what we normally have?
Why are these in such a random order? But America has plastic straws, guys.
Oh my god, when we saw these straws, we were so excited. Woo-hoo! We're like, yes, the U.S. doesn't care about the environment.
Also, America has the 2 cheeseburger combo. So basically, we were just going to stop and get a snack, but then we were also really tired and confused. So I'm just like, so I ordered this. I'm like, oh, they're little. They're not going to be that filling. They were very filling. Fucked us over later, so we didn't actually have dinner. So anyways, Sophia got Big Mac.
I got a quarter pounder with cheese.
Quarter pounder with cheese.
Which was like very greasy. Yes.
And then I stole a whole bunch of straws and shoved them in my bra because I left my purse in the car. So there you go. I've already used one of them. It's delightful.
I also took a few.
Yes.
And yes, I've also used one because I'm like, yes. Obviously, so nice, we love the environment and we want to help. But the paper straws are so gross.
And they have a weird taste and they disintegrate and they're just like, apparently like the glue isn't good for you or anything. So
thank you, McDonald's in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Wherever we were. Yes. So then what we ended up doing is I ended up posting on the O-Town fan page saying that our friend Leslie couldn't come because there was no way we'd be able to sell the ticket anyways. So we're like, is anyone going to Grand Rapids? Do they want a ticket? I'm going to be driving, so whatever. So I had sent this message when we left the house. And when we got to this random McDonald's in the middle of Michigan somewhere, some lady was like, oh my God, I would really love it. My friend really wants to go, but we bought the tickets and they couldn't get one. Can I have it? I was like, yeah, not a problem. So I wrote that back thinking that while we're in the McDonald's, she was going to respond to us. But she didn't because apparently people are not attached to their phone. But anyway, so... then we just started, and I had meant to be like, hey, I'm going to be driving again, but I'll send it when we get to thing. but I forgot to send that message. So we're like driving, and then I started getting very paranoid that she was like, you know, send me a message and then thing that, and I was just like, oh crap, like she's gonna think that we're flakes and we bailed and whatever. So then we also had to just randomly go pee anyways, so we stopped at a rest area, and then she had responded, so we're like, great. So I sent the ticket, her friend accepted the ticket right away, so awesome.
It worked out in the end.
We're glad that she was able to use it. So yeah, so anyway, so this is when we have arrived in Michigan, in Grand Rapids. It was kind of like, so it's in the downtown. It's the DeVos Performance Hall, but it's in like a giant building with like a bunch of other things in there as well. So so we kind of walked to this little park.
There's like a hotel. There's like some cafes and restaurants.
Yeah, it was like a nice little park area. It is the hotel district, apparently. Yeah, and these cute little maps we took pictures with.
We took some pictures.
Went to the bathroom. And then we found these, like, so we decided we were going to just kind of, like, wander around the building just in case to kind of see if there was any, like, stage doors or something that people would come out of. But because it was just such a very large building with lots of doors, it really, you know.
there was no way to get in or out, really.
Yeah, so you had to go through. So we're like, whatever. But then we found all these really pretty bridges behind there, and it was on the river. So
yeah, the Grand Rapids River. That's cool.
Very nice. They had like some nice buildings. Like it was just like a very nice, peaceful area. Like it was kind of under construction. This ramp was under construction. I was a bit concerned because I was just like, there is no railing, so you would definitely fall. And I have no idea how deep this water is. It could be like 2 feet. It could be like 50 feet. I have no idea. But I was just like,
it seems deep.
Yes. And there's like this like wooden like walkway with no railings. And I was like, okay, maybe people go fish off there. I have no idea. Turns out, it turns out they're under construction. So you're like, hey, put your phone here and take a picture. So I was going to do it, but I'm a short person and that was very tall. And then Sophia started panicking on my behalf and was like, you're going to drop your phone in the river. And I was like, yeah, probably.
I just felt like I don't want you to do that because then the trip would not start off on a good foot.
Yes, because the other trip when we went to Rewind Con and I dropped my phone in, the waitress.
But it wasn't you, right? The waitress did it. But yes. Still, I was like, no. I just remember that trip and I'm like, no, do not do that.
So Sophia's looking out, watching the electronics. Good person.
That's right.
All right. And then when we walked past this ramp, there's actually a notice that it's closed because it's under construction. So that's why it doesn't have railings. So I'm like, that makes more sense to me now.
Yeah. And then apparently in the summer is when it's a big deal for the tourists to come.
Which makes sense. It's a really nice place. It was really nice. I was like, oh,
yeah, it was very nice.
This is the back of it. It's the DeVos place. There were some buildings. We took some more pictures. So we ended up not eating anything because it was running a bit late anyways, and we weren't hungry because we were still full for McDonald's. So we're like, okay, we might as well go in. So we ended up doing that. They had this really cute backdrop that you could take a picture with. So we did that. And then I ran into people that I went to Mexico with for the Pop 2000. So Ryan and Debbie, and they were like super fun. So they were not sitting next to us. They were sitting on the other side, but it was like really great to chat with them before the show. So there was like a lot of townies there. And it was like, I feel like I'm starting to like recognize a lot of the townies that go to a lot of events. So that was really fun. Yes. So this is my phone, which is why it's more blurry. I'm getting a new phone eventually, guys. I just don't know when.
I need to get a new phone because I've had it for 5 years and I don't know, the battery goes.
The battery is pretty crap.
It dies like really quickly. And then the photos are like, after 5 years, the photos get like really blurry and bad. So I'm like, okay.
And I've run out of space on mine and I keep trying to like put them places and I don't know where to put them. But my concern is that I work for Bell, which I don't know if I've, whatever. My radio stations have been sold to another place. So currently I get a discount with Bell. But when we move to the other place, I'm assuming my Bell discount is going to be gone. So I'm like, I don't want to get locked into a phone plan and then have to pay like a higher fee than I need to, or have to break the lease or something. Well, I suppose I could just buy a phone like outright. I could do that, but
you could. Yeah, like I guess you could wait like a little bit longer to see like how much it could be, because it's kind of expensive.
Yeah, they are, like, phones are so much more expensive now.
Yeah.
Back in my day, there were a few hundred bucks. Now they're like thousands. So yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we were hanging out before the show. So we were there. Sophia ended up buying us some snacks. We had
and some water.
And some water. Yeah. So yeah. Very nice bathrooms there. It was like a very nicely, like it's a nice little performance hall.
Yeah.
It's where the symphony plays. Okay. And then our friend Deli was there too. From New York, New Jersey.
New York?
I always get that mixed up, New York. So,
I feel like that's where I met her the first time in New York. So that's why I say New York.
Yeah. So ironically, she was in our row, which is hilarious because she was just like five seats down from us. And we're like, oh my God, hey. So so she was more centered. We were like off to the side. We were two seats from the end. And then our friend Leslie's ticket was the row behind us on the end. So what's funny is that I had added this O-Town fan. I want to say Bethany, I think. Brittany, maybe. Anyway, so I added her to my thing. So I forgot that I had added her as a friend. So I opened up my thing and I'm like, who are these people at the Grand Rapids Symphony? I was like, oh my God, that's the girl that we gave the ticket to. And then I recognized him sitting behind us because he was obviously wearing the shirt that he was wearing 2 seconds earlier when he took the picture with his friends. So I was like, in the halftime, not halftime, what's it called? Intermission. I was like, okay, I'll say hi to him or whatever. But like, we were like getting settled. I was trying to charge my phone. I had the battery pack in my tit, like, you know, the classiness that I always am for sure.
But he was gone.
Well, yes, he ended up leaving. So, but at the beginning, he wasn't. And then I was just like, I forgot to delete files from my phone. So I really didn't have a lot of space to record things. So I was like, all right, I'll just record like a couple things and we'll figure it out. So, so this was the symphony. So they're all there with their musical instruments.
I just like to say that we didn't know what to expect.
We didn't. So this
we
was
were
the
like,
first time they've
I don't
ever
know. Do we stand up? Do we stay seated? Like, what is the protocol of this? I'm saying that because in the concert they told us you could stand up.
Our friends had said that this was actually, I didn't even realize this was announced like 2 years ago, like in 2022. So they actually had the screenshot of this, like, hey, this night of symphonic boy bands, blah, blah, blah. So, which is kind of cool that it was a thing. But yeah, I don't remember it from back then, but they had. And then they're like, okay, cool. So I guess
we probably saw it like quickly and then totally forgot about it because it wasn't a concert yet.
It was like
TCL, like tickets were not being announced. So we're like, okay, whenever it happens, I guess.
So, yeah, so we didn't, like, because we only heard about this, what, like, a few months ago, right?
Yeah, a few months ago.
And we'll talk about later, but apparently, we'll talk about that later. But anyway, so, so we actually ended up being fourth row, I think.
Yeah, it was kind of weird, because there was a few
shorter,
seats missing in the front. So I thought we were third row, but fourth row is probably...
It was technically in front of us. There was only three rows of seats, but we were technically fourth. I don't know. So,
yeah.
But then we had like an elderly couple beside us who are more of like, I guess, symphony people. And I feel like it was a weird mix of like the hardcore boy band fans. And I recognize like the townies and some of the 98 Degrees and NSYNC fans. And then it was just like a bunch of people who go to the symphony. But
which is why, like, some of them were saying, like, if you have never been to a boy band concert, welcome. This is what it's like. And then I was like, oh, got it. There's other people from the symphony. It's not just boy band fans.
Yes, exactly. So it was an interesting mix. People were a lot more casually dressed because I had called them ahead of time to be like, what is there like a dress code for this? Because it's a symphony. So a lot of girls were wearing like sparkly stuff, but there was also a lot of people just wearing like casual or like NSYNC t-shirts or OT. So it was kind of like an interesting mix. But even like the symphony people were not like dressed in ball gowns or anything. It was more of like a relaxed.
Yeah.
Dressy.
I didn't really know how to dress. I was just like, I'm going to just dress comfortably.
Yeah, for sure. So I always wear black tights and a dress. So that's what I wear all the time. So I'm like, okay, this is, and I had my boy band break jacket and I had my leopard shirt. Yes. Yeah, so anyway, so that's that. There wasn't really that much of a like area for them to like dance or anything, and it was mostly not that. So yes.
Yeah.
Also gave us slap bracelets. I was like, okay, is this symphony slap bracelet? So we had those.
It was entertaining. I was like, okay, we'll take them. All right.
So they were trying to make it like fun and youthful, and also they had some 90s trivia going in the corner before the show. So
and then we also saw like smoke as well on the stage, and I was like, okay, I don't know. Does this usually happen in a symphony? Like, I don't understand.
Who knows? It had kind of like not like on fire, you know, like
no, like not on fire, but like, you know, it was smoke. Wasn't it smoke or what?
Yeah, it was like the concert, like
yeah.
You know, I was like, all right.
And then it was like 7:02, I think. What time did they start? 7:02, right?
They didn't start right at 7, yeah. So it was a little
It was like 2 minutes later. And then you just saw them like walk out. I was like, oh, okay, it's starting.
I was like, oh crap. So I get my phone to start recording.
It was very oh, okay, right. It's starting. Right.
It starts now. So yeah. So Eric had like a baby blue suit, Jeff had a baby pink suit, and Chris is kind of like purpley, eggplant, maroony kind of color.
Yeah, I would say like between purple and maroon.
Yes. And they also had what are those sheet things in front of them too? Because so this is not just their music stand. That is the correct word. Yes, because this was not just a regular just boy band only. Just their songs. They were singing like a mix of other boy band songs. So for example,
can I also just say it was like very hot in this theater? I don't know why. It's like boiling, but okay. Like everyone was sweating buckets.
It was very warm in there. So I don't know if the air conditioning just wasn't working or if there was just the...
I'm like, is this a normal thing that a symphony does? You just keep people hot? I don't know.
I don't know. But, oh, sorry. Our friends also said that they had asked, and they said that we're allowed to stand during this show, that the people had said this. But nobody made any sort of announcement at the beginning. So it was kind of like that awkward, can you stand, can you not stand? So some people were standing, some weren't. I was feeling bad, so whatever, so...
Yes, so the first song was Larger Than Life, and because it was the first song, we were not sure if we should be standing or not. So that first song obviously was kind of awkward because we were all still sitting down.
Kind of stood because some people were, but yeah. So
and then I think it was either Jeff or Chris were like, you can stand. If you know the songs, feel free to stand. And I'm like, okay, great. We are so happy that you said that because we don't know what to do.
For sure, definitely.
And then because they said that, I think it livened up a little bit. And you're like, yes, I know what to do now. It's like a concert. We can do this. We know what to do.
Yes, we know how to do concerts. Yes. So, okay. So, yeah. So, again, so they started off with Backstreet Boys, which was surprising to us that they would. But we're like, hey, good for you.
I guess it wasn't that surprising because they did an Instagram story the day before saying they are doing Backstreet Boys songs.
Yes, and they said Backstreet Boys and Boys to Men, which is what.
Yes, did. So I was like, okay, that's good. Maybe like surprising that was the first song they started off with, but
kick it off with.
Why not? That's nice.
It actually it sounded like obviously it didn't sound like the Backstreet Boys, so I was like a little bit thrown off because I'm so used to hearing the Backstreet Boys sing it, but it was not bad.
Yeah,
it was good. It was just different. So we actually do have. So the first few songs I recorded on my phone, I've uploaded them to our YouTube page. So if you are not following us on YouTube, it is youtube.com/boybandbreak. And hold on. So yes, I have four of them up there. So the first four songs, I was able to do that until I ran out of space on my phone. And then I ended up just going live. So I haven't figured out how to download my live and put it up on YouTube, but hopefully I'll be able to do that in the next few days. But if not, go to facebook.com/boybandbreak and we have three lives on there from the concert. Okay, so after Larger Than Life, they went to 90 Degrees Invisible Man. Yep. And then like Eric was kind of doing like the toxing part of that part. So they did a good job of splitting it up. So even though it was their own specific band, it wasn't like they were the lead the entire time in their song. Like they would do it or they had a good way of splitting it up. So it sounded good and it was like a good mix. It was interesting to see.
Yes. That. And I believe they were saying that on Instagram, it was like, or the IG live that they just like had like a day to record and like practice, and I was like, oh my god, only a day? Well, it was really good, even only for a day.
Yeah, so basically like they well, we can talk a little bit about that later on.
Yeah, but I was just saying like in the
Instagram story,
they were like, yeah, we just have a day.
It wasn't like they were practicing for weeks and months on this. So for something that was just put together, like that they only had time for like in a short amount of time, and they did like some Zoom calls and things like that, they did a really good job at like splitting it up and doing that.
Yeah. So, yeah. The arrangements were good.
That's the word, arrangements. Yes. Okay. So next up, as my screen moved and I've lost my spot. Okay. So Larger Than Life, Invisible Man. And then our first NSYNC song is I Want You Back. So they did a really good job.
Okay. So when this song came on, then they were like, you can stand up. If you know the words, sing along. And it's we're like a concert. It, so you can just do whatever you want. And we're like, yes. So then the upbeat song really made you like want to dance.
You're so. Like, we're upbeat. Everybody's standing. So I would say like a vast majority of the people were standing after this. So yeah. So that was good.
Did you feel bad as well when if others are not standing, but then you're like they told you to stand. So that's was
and
my
like the half approach thing. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sorry. They told me to stand. I'm gonna stand.
Yeah. So our friends were on the other side and they were standing from the very first song and I could see them from that. And then eventually when they're like, you guys can stand, and then the rest of the people, so they kind of got lost in the crowd, but you could definitely okay, so then after I Want You Back, they went into their first O-Town song, which was Liquid Dreams, which I thought was really funny choice to have with an orchestra that you're gonna like the sound of it, because it's like it, the sound is good, like has kind of orchestra-y sounds, but I just think the fact that it's about wet dreams and you're playing it with an orchestra just seemed really funny to me. So I
don't know. Yes, it was quite interesting. But I think that like the songs like were really good with the symphony and the orchestra, and
honestly they sounded so good, because before we went there I was just like, are they gonna have to like slow down the songs and make them all like whatever, but they didn't. They were basically singing it their way, and the orchestra was fast and upbeat and stuff.
Yeah,
so it was actually really cool. So like shout out to
they had like so much fun. You could tell like because we were close, so we could see like how much fun the symphony
wasn't as like serious as you'd think that like a regular symphony would be. It looked like they were having a good time playing these songs for sure. Okay, so then after that we got another Backstreet Boys song. So we got As Long As You Love Me, which is a good song. Love that song. That was good.
And they sounded good on this one as well.
They sounded super good on
the arrangement was very nice. I was like, yes, excellent. I thought I thought like the slow songs were going to be good regardless, because, you know, they usually are.
Yeah.
But the upbeat songs was like, yes, who knew?
So
this added to the song. I loved it.
Yeah, no, they did a really great job. And then the last song of the first half. Oh, no, hold on. Un momento, por favor. Sorry, that's the last of me recording. Then I started going live. So so now I'm like, oh, I've run out of space on my phone, better go live. And I only intended to go live for a few of the songs. And then I was just like, well, I've now committed to this, because we had a few watchers.
I think also in like a row, they had like some really good songs. So you're like, this is a good song.
I kept stopping the phone. I'm like, okay, yeah, we'll do the next one. And then, then I'm like, oh, fuck, this is a good song too. So then I would start recording.
So then you're like, okay, I guess I'm recording the whole concert now.
Honestly, that's basically, and I'm like, and the thing is, like, I normally don't record the whole concert, because I do like to sing along. And I feel like when they are doing this, when I'm recording something, I don't sing along because I don't want to ruin people's ears. But for this particular one, I was like, this is like a different thing that no one else is going to experience except the people in the room, because unless they do it again in the future. But as for now, this was like a one-off show. So I wanted people to be able to like experience it as well. So so then they started NSYNC Tearing Up My Heart.
So that's so good. I was like, wow, this song sounds amazing with this arrangement. Yeah, I really enjoyed the B ones.
It was good. So they were kind of like moving around a little bit, like not like full on choreography, but moving around a little bit. So then after this song, they started joking about Jeff Timmons, how he can't dance.
Oh my god,
talking about the 98 degrees box step.
And then even the box step he did wrong.
And then he messed up the box step.
He's supposed to do left. Why are you doing right? Oh my God, I was dying.
It was hilarious because like Eric and Chris were doing it one way and Jeff was doing it a different way. And they're like, you're fucking up the box step too. Like it was just really funny.
And then, yeah, because he's like, isn't that 90 degrees like step? Like, how are you fucking this up? Yeah, it was really good.
Because 98 degrees is not dance. They're just more ballady guys.
Yeah, but I just thought it was funny. Like, this is your move and you're not doing it the way that you usually do it. It was funny.
That was very funny. So, anyway, so then they were talking. So the next song was another O-Town song. And Chris said this is his favorite song from the O-Town world.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to say, I think because that kind of banter is because they've done like so many things, right?
And it's true.
And because like, they've done and they bonded, that's the little fun banter that you enjoy. But I don't think it would have happened if they don't do things together, right? If they were
just random boy bands thrown together.
Yeah.
So basically, like, Chris and Jeff obviously worked together when they were on Mission Man Band all those years ago. And they made a band called Sure Shot. So they actually lived together and stuff for a while. So they have a bit of a bond. And Jeff and Chris have both hosted the Pop 2000 tour. That obviously O-Town does.
Yeah.
So that's how they all kind of know each other from that. And Eric is really good at like gathering.
And the boy band tour. Holiday concert yes. special.
Exactly. Basically. So they were all on that as well. And I feel like Eric is kind of like this catalyst of like getting boy banders together. So he did the ABC special, the holiday special, had them on there. He also did the Christmas, a boy band Christmas tour. And yes. he kind of got people together that Chris and Jeff were not in that one, right? It was just
Drew. No, they were not in that one.
It had some 98 degrees. I don't know. Maybe Jeff was there. But anyways, they've worked together.
Yeah. I thought it was Drew.
Eric was there and then also had Ryan Cabrera and other stuff. So like, I feel like Eric really likes to kind of do this thing where he kind of like reaches out and grabs other boy banders and does stuff together. And
yeah, it's really Chris cool that the way they like, bonded,
yeah,
sure. right?
Yeah.
Back so in the day, it was all like, oh, they hate each other. Oh, but all they don't.
Boy bands hate each other, but they don't.
The media, right? The media played it up.
Yes. There's not just such a boy band brotherhood that they all have gone through the same experiences and they kind of know what they're doing. So, like, yeah. So that's why I think it's really cool that they kind of did their thing. So,
yeah.
Okay. So then, so this was Chris's favorite O-Town song is These Are the Days.
It's like, These are the days. Yeah. That's it was really good.
That song, I'm 99% sure is the one that during concert, they take people's phones and kind of go.
Yes. Yes.
And like, there's sometimes the townies will be on stage and stuff like that. So this is like a very good like song. It's like basically about living in the moment and stuff like that. So, afterwards, Jeff was like, you know, this is such a good song. I didn't even know this was an O-Town song. Which is funny, but I'm like,
it was very funny.
Yes. So then Jeff's like, okay, so the next song is they're not a boy band. They say they're not a boy band, but they have boy in their name. So it was a Boys to Men song. So they did I'll Make Love to You, which was like, well, they did good. They were going to do some good crowd interaction while they were singing this song.
Yeah.
They did a good job there. So then after that song, that was the end of the first half. So then they took,
which like was a... kind of interesting that it was kind of short.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it like ended it at was like
less than an hour.
Yeah, I think it was like 7:50 or something like that. And I was like, oh, all right.
You're like, oh, the first half. You'd think that the first half would be longer than the second half.
But yeah, I thought like that's what a symphony did, but I don't know.
Like, okay, so they all kind of took a break. And then
The intermission was like 20 minutes, I think.
Yeah, so we kind of like stood up and then we were there and I heard this girl come and be like, are you Chinzia? To the girls behind us, and they're just like, what? And looking at her like she had three heads. And then I was like, sorry, that's me. She's like, oh my God, I thought you were here because like my friend's seat was there. I was like, yeah, we had separate seats. So then she's like, so I took a picture. So yes, there we are. So
yes,
because her friend, because they ended up having an extra seat actually where they were, so their friend moved up to the balcony with them, so that was cool. And then this is after
yeah.
Oh, hold on, let me stop sharing for a second, because okay, then I will not share. Okay, I'm gonna just stop sharing for a second because I'm gonna see if I can find if you had some pictures.
If you want to go to the boy band,
or was yours more all videos or are they all pictures?
I think you did all the ones that I did pictures, but maybe check Instagram on the Boy Band Break. There might be more pictures there.
Let me share un momento, por favor. Basically, they're just them in suits. It's not really that exciting, all these pictures, but these are the Sophia ones, so they're better quality of pictures. And yeah, so that's from the first half. So yeah, so we are fairly close. Good zoom on the camera. They're just having a lot of fun.
Like the S10 camera zoom, even when you zoom in, it's like not clear. But this zoom was so good that I got such clear pictures even when I zoomed in.
Yes.
So as you can see.
Kudos to your new phone. Yes. Okay, so this is the second half. So they've done a costume change. So they have all come out wearing black pants and black t-shirt. Chris is wearing like a black t-shirt and this jacket. I don't know. It's like.
I feel like Chris and Jeff were matching and then Eric wasn't. So
Eric was a little. So Chris and Jeff both had more of like a casual jacket. Like a bomber jacket. Chris has had like, I don't know, paint splatters. Jeff's almost had like silver roses or something. And then Eric was wearing like a glitter, like a sequined silver shirt. And he had like a black dress jacket on top of that.
Yeah.
So yes, there's some pictures of them. Find a picture to leave it on. I don't know. What is this face that Chris is making? That's amazing.
He's like, what is this? So
what is going on? Actually, that's a cute one of them. I don't know. Jeff's like gazing lovingly at Eric in this picture. Yeah. Okay.
I'm just showing, the backside.
Okay. We'll just pick we'll just leave it on this picture. Okay. So the second half, so they had their costume change. So describe that. And then Chris was like, oh, we were backstage teaching Jeff the box step and like, well, that's why we were so late or whatever. And they're like, we got to do it from the same side because he was doing it there. So it was, they're just constantly ripping on Jeff.
But yeah, it was really entertaining. They're like ripping on Jeff. It was fantastic.
Yes. So the start of the second half, they ended up with NSYNC's Pop, and this was Sophia's favorite song.
Oh my gosh, I never thought that Pop, I don't know, it would sound so good, but I really loved this one. I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was like you just heard Dirt Pop and then I was like, oh my god, this is amazing. Like, I can't. I don't know. I just really loved it. Like there are other ones that were really good as well. Like It's Gonna Be Me and Bye Bye Bye, but I don't know, something about this song like really popped me.
It was just like, it was good. It was just like bam, like a lot of high energy from them, and it was like, it was really good. It was a good song.
Yes.
So then from that, then they went into another Backstreet Boys song. So then they did I Want It That Way, which is classic, really good song, so you can't really mess that up, so good.
Yes.
So then Eric was like welcoming people who had never been to a boy band show. He's like, this is how it is. And the crowd was cheering. He was thanking the Grand Rapids Symphony. And then, then he was talking about how this is like a bucket list item for them, moment for them. He's like, and then he was basically saying that they were old, and Jeff's like, we're not old, like whatever. And then he's
we're
like,
young at heart.
But basically
because they're if they're old, we're old as well, right? Because we grew up
exactly
with them.
Right. So I get basically the gist of it. Eric was talking about like, we've been playing these songs for over 20 years and people still care and see, people still want to come out and see us, and it's like really cool to be playing with an orchestra and stuff like that. So he was just thanking everybody who supported them over the years, like all the townies and the people and everybody there. So then Jeff's like, oh, the next song is a wedding song. So then it was 98 Degrees, I Do Cherish You. So that was really good. That they did some really good harmonizing.
Yeah, I thought it was good the way that they arranged all the songs.
Mm-hmm.
They sounded good. Yeah.
So then after that song was done, Chris was like, you know, I kind of felt a moment right here. I know we're both married, but I felt it. And then Jeff's like, yes, I felt it too. And then it was just. And then Eric's like, I'm not married yet, but I'm about to be. And we're like, what? And then Jeff's like, oh, his future wife is in the audience. We're like, is Eric like literally announcing his engagement right now?
Like, yeah, I guess so. Because we're like, okay, congratulations.
Like, okay. And then like kind of had like a look. I don't know if he wanted to announce it or not. I don't know, because Jeff kind of had, I don't know, there was a look. And then Chris was like, ah, my future wife is also in the audience. And he's like, oh, everyone's laughing and cheering. And then Jeff's like, my future ex-wife is in the audience. Huh? And then the drummer was like, it was a moment.
But then I didn't really get that, because is he saying that his now wife, Amanda, would be his ex-wife? And I was just like, I didn't really get that because what if she's like doesn't take that as a joke?
No, I think a lot of people will say, oh, that's my future ex-wife, when it's somebody they've never actually dated or whatever. But yes, I think that like
I didn't know. Jeff's, I was like, okay,
timing is not as good as like Chris has the sarcasm, comedic timing, dry humor down pat. Jeff is also funny, but I feel like he's awkward funny at times. Like I feel like his jokes don't land as well sometimes, not all the time, sometimes he does, but I just sometimes feel like the other two are like running around him like making these jokes and it's just kind of at his expense. I don't know. So
yeah, like, but anyways, yeah, she took that as a joke, because I was like, is that
her husband used to work with Men of the Strip? And
I was like, is that okay? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, same thing. So yeah, so it was just kind of, yeah, it ended up, but then we're just like, did Eric just announce his engagement right now? So we ended up talking to our townie friends, because we're like, are we just dumb and didn't know this? And they're like, no, this is the first time we've heard of this. So yeah, so we're like,
oh, okay, we all heard it at the same time.
So I was like, okay, yeah, well, there you go. Eric's engaged. So sorry. Well,
congratulations, sorry,
Eric fans, but also congratulations to Eric. His fiance was at Pop 2000 in Paradise. And she seemed really nice. So good for him. Enjoy your lives together. I think that's great. So we love love. All right. So then after this whole random wife discussion, then they're like, well, it's April. You know what that means? And then
we were all like, yes, it's gonna be me.
Porter's like screaming. So then obviously they did NSYNC. It's gonna be me. And then at the end, Chris was like, this is my least favorite song at the end of April. So we're like, ha, ha, ha. But,
well, he's heard it like so many times, obviously.
Well, and like, new music, Chris, and then we won't have. Yeah. So, so then Jeff was like, I need to learn some of these moves. And then Chris just started laughing so hard that he fucking collapses to the ground and is like laughing on the ground. Jeff, like, and then Eric's like, dude, are you okay? And he's like, you know.
I was like, what is so funny about that?
I shouted out, or any dance moves, but I don't think
Chris, I guess, because that. He's not a good dancer. Him learning it would not do well, because obviously he can't do the box step here.
It was very entertaining. So
it was funny. Yeah.
It's friggin' clowns. They just rip on each other. It's nice to see like how much they love each other.
I love them. They're great. It's great to laugh along with them.
It is, for sure. So then up next was 98 Degrees, The Hardest Thing. And then like Eric was doing like the low talking part, like that Justin Jeffrey usually does. And he's just like, hey, baby, blah, 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 blah. Like, you know, whatever, right? So then after the song, Chris is like, I never realized how much talking you guys do. Like, what the hell?
Jeff's if you don't dance, you're gonna sing and talk, right?
Sing and talk, right? So yeah, it's very funny. So then Chris is like, let's do one of your songs, Eric. This is my second favorite O-Town song. And they're just like, okay. So then it was All or Nothing, which is
that's a really good O-Town one
song. And that song you need to do with the symphony. Like, it's a good symphonic song. So yeah, so that was really good. I like that. So then Chris was like, oh, those are some sweet ballads you guys got, especially with the orchestra. We've been doing a lot of soft and slow, so we need to get a little more up tempo. And then Jeff's like, yeah, not yet. And then he takes off his jacket, and everyone's like, what? And like, he's like, it's fucking hot in here, guys.
Oh, like, this is the stripping part of the show.
Over, like, we reached and then they were like making fun of his 98 degrees tattoo, and they had to show it off. And it was just like, anyway, so then they're like, before we go more up tempo, like, this is like the ballad. You guys were also famous for ballads. You're being like modest, blah, blah, blah. So this is the ballad that all the other boy bands coveted and wished that we had, was this song. So then it was NSYNC's This I Promise You, which I obviously renamed to Chris I Promise You. It's my, I'm not going to lie, guys. I was at this point in the show, I was thinking, oh my God, I am so good. I like normally when Chris is singing, like I break out into tears, and I have not cried at all at this show. I'm doing great. And then this song started and then I started tearing up. And thankfully Sophia was on the other side, so she didn't notice.
Yeah, I didn't know that you were crying. I think I just was like, I'm into the concert.
Sophia was very absorbed into the music and stuff. But then I was just like, I just wanted Sick to go back on tour again. Like, what the hell? Like, I don't think it's going to happen. Like, I hope it happens. And there's a slight possibility that something might happen in 2025. But it's just like, man, I'm missing Sick being together. And then, like, and also, I was also kind of like, this sounds so stupid, but the way that Chris, so they stayed in the same formation the entire time. So it was Eric, Jeff, and then Chris. Chris never came to our side.
Just the other side.
He came out, he would go out and do the other side. The other two would walk the whole stage. So they were doing their own thing. So I was just like, I'm not getting any Chris love. And NSYNC is broken up and blah, 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 this damn slow song. So I teared up. I did not cry. I did have to dab at my eyes, but I was just like, this is fine. This is good. I'm good. Because I was just like, oh, I feel like I usually cry. I'm like, oh, I'm doing so well. I'm like, why is this happening to me? I'm like, son of a bitch. But it was much better than like the waterfalls that came down in the past. So I'm getting better, guys. I'm getting better. Anyways, so.
I think it's helped that you've seen them a whole bunch of times.
Yes. So I think that's also helping. Desensitization.
Yeah.
All that stuff. Okay. So then. That song finished. And then Jeff's like, okay, it's time for some movement. And then they were all joking about the box step again. This is fucking ongoing joke about this. So then Chris is like, okay, let's give it up for the orchestra and the music director. He's like, this was a lot of fun, but it was also a lot of nerves for us because we've never done it before. Like, this is something that's kind of like, whatever. He's like, thanks. So he's like thanking everybody for coming out. And then Eric was thanking all the managers and Jeff was thanking the other guys, his colleagues, for what this thing. So, then there was, so there was this girl that was in our row. So she was kind of sitting closer, more towards center where Deli was. She had left and she had made it up to the front row. Right. And she was standing there and I was just like, good for her. Cause she had like stepped over us to go up there. And she fucking comes back. And I was like, so why'd you come back? And she's like, I'm like, you should just stay up at the front. And she's like, I should just stay up at the front. So she ended up going back. And actually, I was like, you know what? Fuck it. We're going to go up too.
Because we went as well.
I was just like, yeah. So I just left my purse because I, and everything. And Sophia did bring the purse because she's.
Yes, because the purse should come because we have like money in there and the car and credit cards and all that and passports. Yes. The coat I left, whatever.
The coat's really fucking, it's hot. We don't care.
But the purse should come. So good thing we brought the purse.
Good for you for always being up with the what's it called? What does Lydia always call it? Self-preservation.
There you go. Yes. Self-preservation.
Yes. Self-preservation. So good job for Sophia for that. So in our defense, we did not shove our way to the front row. So basically how it was, the front row ended and then the girl that was in our row was there. But then there was like two more seats here in the second row. So they weren't up
against the stage. There seemed to be a space
but
there.
We didn't go in front of them. We went to the other side of where they were. So we weren't blocking their view. So we weren't blocking anyone's view. We were basically at the end of the aisle and nobody said anything or bothered us. So we just kind of stayed there for the rest, which was like two songs or something.
Yeah, we were dancing. We were all having a good time. Yeah. And then that's when we finally got.
Yeah. So then 98 Degrees was doing Una Noche. But for some reason, in the shuffle of me climbing up to the front, I could no longer zoom. So like part of that, the video is just like very far away, but they did like Una Noche and we're like, okay, that's good. So then I'm like, okay, I'm going to end this one. So then I started part three of our live stream. So I could zoom in. And then that was the very last song, which obviously to end a boy band concert, you're going to sing NSYNC's Bye Bye Bye. So it was very high energy. And then they were like walking around, not Chris, but the other two were in our area quite a bit. Then after the song was done and the orchestra was still playing, that's when Eric came over to us and he gave us high fives.
Yes. So
we're like, fine, we got some love here. We got Eric high fives. Did you find his hands were very calloused?
Yes, I did.
Like, they were like very dry and callous. They were not.
He's putting in the work somewhere. He's doing work.
Is he doing construction or something? I was just like, all right. I'm like, I don't care. We got Eric, some Eric love. We got acknowledged. We're good there.
Did we mention that Deli got some love. There was like good eye contact.
Our friend Deli got lots of good eye contact
and singing to each other. That was really good. I was like, yeah, was Deli, cool. Woo!
Yeah, because Deli was like basically like center, just a little bit off from center, but she was on the Eric side. So she was definitely like within the thing. And obviously they know each other from like the millions of shows that they've gone together. So it was like good to see. And I find that, I know this is going to sound stupid because as Chris talked about nerves above, stuff like that, is that I find that sometimes like the boy banders will find people that they know in the audience and like make a connection, and that kind of helps them like calm down and channel their thing. Like Nick has done that before with us and other people.
And Kevin like as well.
And yeah, so it's like, I think it like helps their nerves that they see like familiar faces in the crowd as well. So I think that's good. But I thought, oh, we just noticed it because we noticed like whatever. But then afterwards, like after the show, like so many people came up to Deli. We're like, oh my God, Eric was like singing to you. And also, so I was like,
okay, I guess everyone noticed.
I guess, yeah. So, but it was, yeah, no, it was good. It was a good concert.
It was good. Honestly, yeah.
It was a really good concert. So,
yeah.
So yeah. So then we got our high five from Eric and then they said goodbye. And then Chris and Jeff just left the stage. They took picture with the crowd and the orchestra. And that was basically the end of the show. So,
and then it was also ended a little bit early and I was like, oh, okay, I guess.
Yeah. So, cause we were just like, how long of a drive is this going to be? Ooh, what am I doing here? I'm going to stop sharing for a second and see if I missed any other pictures.
Yes. We were like, how long is it going to be to go back? Like, what time should we leave?
Yeah. So basically we had another 5 because we were kind of up in the air. Like, are we going to get a hotel room? Are we going to go back? I don't know. So we ended up running into some more friends. I'm going to just share this.
Yes, that picture with Deli. We saw her first and we were like, yes, yeah, it was good. Congratulations on getting the love.
Yeah, so there's us at the end kind of hanging out there because there was like everyone was leaving. Then this is Sheila and Ryan from when I went to Pop 2000 in Paradise. And then a whole bunch of townies were there. These poor girls, we had met them that night. Oh my gosh, they got in like a car accident on the way there, like a turkey vulture, I think it was.
I believe something, so, yeah.
Hit their car, like crashed into their car and like shattered their windshield or something. So then they had to like, and they had to get towed. And then I think the police kind of drove them to like the hospital area. And then
I think they got an Uber
To get to the thing. And it was just like, what a like crazy mess. Like, that's so like,
that's crazy. And you're still able to make it to the concert. Like, that's amazing.
Yeah. So it's just like, you know what? But like, and they had like such sparkly dress. Oh my God. Everyone was looking so good. They had sparkle dresses. Everybody had fun stuff going on. So yes. So it was so there was us taking some pictures. This was the man taking all the pictures of us. And I was like, oh, let's take a picture with you. And he's like, okay.
It was like paparazzi. So we had like four phones going at once.
We're just like, you know, didn't want to, because it was only like, guys, it was only like 9 at this point. And this is what time a normal concert starts. So it was kind of like weird for us to be like, should we leave now? Like, if we would have left at that point, we would have gone home at a really decent time. But also I'm like, you know, it'd be nice to hang out with some friends. So we found
Dominic.
So we found some other friends. So we were just kind of like, the hotel next door had this really cute lobby. So we were just like chit-chatting.
Yeah, so pretty. Time. Chandeliers and flowers. It was, like, really it was nice.
And it's just nice to catch up with people that you like see at shows and stuff like that. And like, you know, that live on the other parts of the country, different country, like different states, all that stuff. So so we were just like kind of like shooting the shit and talking about things and stuff like that. So then we decided, okay, well, let's go back. So we started to go back and we ran into some other fans who had stopped Deli to like say, oh my God, you got such great love at the thing, blah, blah, blah. And then we were telling them about our podcast. And then we asked them like, what was their favorite boy band, thinking that they were going to say one of the three boy bands that were represented at the concert. And then they're just like One Direction. We're like, okay, well, there you go. So boy band fans love all boy bands. So there you go. So then,
whatever you like, you know?
Yes. So then we decided to go back to the hotel just to get the thing because our friends were in the bar area and we ran into this gentleman, Jeff Timmons from 98 Degrees. So yeah, so we took some picture with him. He did record. We tried to get him to record like for our intro where it's like, hi, this is Jeff Timmons. You're listening to Boy Band Break. But instead, he made us be in the video, and then it was kind of, it wasn't like the same format. So I don't know if we're going to.
So we told him the direction, and then he's like, yeah, I get it. And then
yeah, he's like, I know what I'm doing. We're like, okay. But then, yes. So I don't know.
There was a girl who like helped us, and then he's like, yeah, get the lighting. I'm like, wow, I never thought that you would care about lighting. What is this?
It was really funny.
It was funny. Yeah.
It was good. So yeah, no, Jeff's a good cat. We gave him like the cardigan.
Yeah.
He's like, oh yeah. And then Sophia's like,
he's like, yes, I think I know who you are. We've seen you before. And I was like, yes, 90s con.
Yes.
And then he's like, yes.
So yeah, so that was good.
We had you sign up for the 98 degrees puzzle. Chinzia told you that you snubbed her. And he's like, yes, I'm sorry. So this time he apologized.
Yeah. So,
but at 90s con, he was like, no, I would never do that.
Yes. So, and also we were kind of chatting about the thing. We're like, this is really cool. And he said, yeah. So it's been in the works for like a little while. So I said, how exactly did the symphony tell you what songs to do? Did you tell them? So he said that they had sent a list of songs to the symphony, I think. And then the symphony kind of did the thing, sent it back and said, okay, this is whatever. And then the guys kind of split up who was singing what parts. So they had like, but basically the guys put this, like, obviously the symphony had been working on it for months and months, but the guys basically put this together in 2 days.
Yeah.
So they had like a meeting. They're like, okay, you're going to sing this part. You're going to sing this. Da, 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 da. And then they flew in the day before to Michigan and they practiced with the symphony then. And then this was the show. Like, it was a very fast, it wasn't something where they like practiced for months and months and months. So like, it was kind of interesting. The shitty part is, because it was such a, like a different event, is that none of them had their like management companies with them. So there was no meet and greets or anything. So a lot of people were disappointed about that. So I'm actually really happy that we ended up running into him. So that was cool.
Yeah. He's such a fun guy and he loves super like, sweet, with the super fans, nice right? Guy. Like,
yeah. So,
first we were like waiting for the other girls to finish maybe talking.
Somebody else. Yeah.
And then you went up after you asked, and then he saw me as well, and he's like, "Come on!" I was like, "Come on!" Because
Sophia was sitting on a chair, he's like, "Come in here, yeah, whatever." So we're like, "Okay."
Well,
so
I'm like, "Okay, sure, whatever."
Yeah, it was really good. And then the girls,
as always,
were all like having drinks and stuff, so it was nice to see them all again. And then they gave us some of their pizza, which was amazing because we had not eaten since the McDonald's really early. It's really good. So
we're not going to turn down pizza. Like, somebody offers us a pizza.
You know, exactly. So it was really nice to see them all again. It is making me want to go to Pop 2000 in Paradise again. I have not committed yet this year. It is a really good event, but you also pointed out that Nick Carter, we already have tickets to see Nick Carter in Toronto that week.
September 30th.
Yes. So I don't know. It's fun. So yeah. Was this so basically what ended up happening is then after this we dropped Deli off at her hotel, and then we decided we were going to drive, and I was like, you know what, as long as we can make it to the border, which is like two and a half hours, then we'll stop. Also have to say high five to Sophia for being the car DJ. Good job there. Had our Spotify. You know what's a really great thing, guys? The Boy Band Break top 100 boy band songs. So we have a Spotify playlist. It's free, obviously. And go to it. And then when we had our 100th episode years ago, we did our top 100 songs and we put them all. There's a couple that are missing because they weren't on Spotify, but for the most part, it's like 6 hours long. Great for a road trip. There's lots of great boy band songs. Yeah. It's a good mix of like, obviously there's lots of Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, O-Town, One Direction, 98 Degrees. Like it has like a
whole Kids on the Block.
Yeah. So it's like a really good mix of songs. So if you're ever on a road trip and you don't want to try to figure out the radio and whatever, that is an excellent motivator and like sing along song. It was good stuff. So it's called Boy Band Break Top 100 Boy Band Songs. So we listened to that. So that was good. So by the time we got to the border, again, high five to Sarnia, because that is a good border crossing. There were no cars at all. Like,
it was very quick.
We stopped at a rest area to go to the bathroom. And then we're just like, okay. And then we ended up getting no cars at all. Literally, there was one car here and then an empty lane we went through. Just right on through. And then when I noticed when we were driving between London and Sarnia, this is Ontario, by the way. Anyway, so there's not really any exits for that hour. But at the very border, there's a whole bunch of hotels. But once we crossed the border, because we weren't waiting, I was still like, yeah, I'm awake. I'm good. Da, 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 da. So then we're driving. So then I got a little bit sleepy, like midway between Sarnia and London. But then I got like my second wind. And then when we got to London, we're like, we're only like an hour and a half away. I can do this. So basically, we did not.
I asked her, are you okay? Like, how are you doing? Like, are you okay? So I kept checking in, basically.
Sophia was checking in. She was a very good co-pilot.
And then do you want a drink? Do you want to eat something? Like, will sugar help you to, like, stay awake?
We had some Jonas Brother popcorn. We had that. Yeah. That was not the greatest.
It was stale almost. It tasted like, I don't know. It was weird, tasting. Yeah.
But then we also had the nerd gummies from.
Those were so good.
So good. So they're like nerd, like the heart. There's like, it's like a chewy candy with like nerds around it. That propelled us. That got us there. We had some really nasty jelly beans that I kept getting the black ones by accident because I couldn't see, or because Sophia was giving to me. I don't know.
No, apparently there was only black ones.
They helped me stay awake too. So there was a lot of sugar involved, but anyways, we got back.
And because at one point I was like, I think I was like falling asleep as well. And I was like, no, you have to stay up.
I shaved 21 minutes off the time. Would have shaved off more, but I was
you did. Well done, buddy. So. It was great. And then honestly, I think
the roads were clear. It wasn't raining because I cannot stand driving at night in the rain. So I was like, you know what? Whatever. So we got back at
By 2 a.m. We were like, oh, okay, I guess we're just going to do it then.
I guess we're just going to keep going because this is our route now. But yeah.
And then I think it was 3:15 a.m. I was 45 or 50 minutes left. And I was like, okay, I guess you're just going to do it.
An hour now. We're just going to power through. So yeah.
But you did. You were a chance. Three drinks in and candy and
The candy helps, man. The candy
absolutely
helps.
Anyways, and I'm sure the drinks also helped.
Yes, not alcoholic drinks.
No, no. The pop,
ginger ale and stuff. Yes.
Yeah.
We had water. Ran out of water quickly. Then we had Coke, ginger ale, Coke, and I'm like, the sugar is keeping me going. So we got back. It was great.
I think we got back four hours.
Yeah. I think we went to sleep around 4:30, and then we ended up going to sleep. Then we woke up, and then
we woke up nine or ten, the next day.
We really did not have a lot of sleep.
I think we were just talking at your table, and then we're like, okay, so since breakfast is done, let's go eat lunch.
So then we ended up going to Eastside Mario's, which we couldn't because it was closed the other day. And then we ended up, look how pretty this drink is. It's like, it was like blue raspberry lemonade or something. It was very cute. It was very sweet,
sweet and sour.
Sweet and sour at the same time. But
oh my God, the food was so good.
We were so hungry because we hadn't eaten anything except candy since the one slice of pizza, but yeah, so we're just like, all right, all you can eat soup, salad, breadstick. So it's bread, loaf, not stick. So this is your Canadian version of Olive Garden. It's not as good as Olive Garden, but it's good enough. So
hey, free bread, we'll take it, right?
Yes, look at all this.
And look at then we also saw the spinach dip here, and we're like, yes, this one must be good.
Spinach dip was the correct color of spinach dip.
Yeah. Oh my God, it was so good.
We're like, kudos to Eastside Mario. So yes, that was good. And basically that is it. So
that was it. That was our adventure and back.
Yes. So we made it back. We did 10 hours in a day. Sophia was doing some social media things. So Jeff had liked the picture. And then when we got back, I had messaged oh, we got home safe. And I tagged the boy banders because I was like, you know what, whatever. And then Jeff actually retweeted that and said, it's really good that you got home safe or something. Great seeing you.
Yeah, glad you guys made it safely.
Yes, that was it. So we're just like, I gotta love Jeff.
See, always coming through, Jeff. Thank you so much. Yeah, he liked it on Instagram because I posted on Instagram and he liked it on Twitter. So thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. So all in all,
a great experience. We went in with low expectations and the expectation was exceeded because it was really good. So they really should think about doing more in the future.
Yeah, for sure. And they'd said that they might do some more, and the company, I can't remember what it's called, TCL or something, that do these
TSG Entertainment or something like that.
Yes, it starts with a T. There's some letters in there. TLG, I think it is. Yeah. Okay. Anyways, they said so. If this ever comes to your neck of the woods, I definitely think you should check it out. It is a lot of fun. And again, if you want to watch any of it, we have it on YouTube, or you can check out our Facebook Live. So.
Next time they should think about like doing like a selfie, the end of the show selfie, because I think that would be pretty
nice with the backdrop, right? So
yeah,
it would have been good to have some sort of like meet and greet or something, but either way,
a memento of the time that you spent at a symphony.
Yeah, for sure. It was very cool. So it was a very good job, and thanks to the Grand Rapids Symphony for doing such a great job. And it was like it was nice. It was really good. So
thanks Chris, Jeff, and Eric for putting on a great show. I enjoyed the arrangement.
I enjoyed it. It was really good. And they did a really good job singing each other's songs. So I thought it was really good. So yeah. Okay. Well, guys, that's about it. So thanks for taking a break with us, guys.
Until next time.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.